tired, I'm worn. My heart is heavy from the work it takes to keep on breathing. I've made mistakes. I've let my hope fail. My soul feels crushed by the weight of this world.
More. Let the pounding of our hearts cry. sound resolution, our answer to the call. We will love our wives and children. We refuse to let them fall. We will reignite the passion that we bury deep inside. May the watchers become warriors. Let the men of God arise. We will make it be courageous.
Welcome, Hope Show listeners. Thank you for tuning in today. Happy New Year! I trust that all of you have had a safe and happy time bringing in the new year. Shaziz and I had a mellow, laid-back night of watching some movies, toasting our 12th year wedding anniversary and the new year in, and the grand finale was setting off a few fireworks in our backyard. We didn't go anywhere this year, just a nice, quiet night at home with each other. I hope 2021 will be a better year for all of us. I pray that for all of us. A new beginning after a very turbulent year in 2020. We are not done with all the residual effects of 2020 with all the COVID and the political messes, but I'm optimistic that with God, all things will work out. God will prevail. Today's message is going to be about a New Year's resolution that we can keep. I think everyone needs a resolution that they can keep, right? Every year we find ourselves making resolutions for the new year, and we have every intention of sticking to that plan, but oftentimes, within a few weeks or months, we become less motivated and finally give up on these New Year's resolutions. But today, I want to share some things that I know each and every one of us, God willing, can stick to this plan. So let's go ahead and bow our head for a closing prayer. Dear Heavenly Father, thank you for the opportunity to be here together today. Thank you for the time of fellowship and this time of worship, and for the message that you have brought each and every one of us. Thank you for the safety and protection of each of us as we brought in and celebrated the new year in whichever way that each of us chose to do so. Father, today's prayer is for a better year in 2021. We pray for this world we live in. We pray for those who have authority in the government. We pray that these officials in high places will make right decisions, will make decisions based upon the will of God. We pray that all this chaos and conflict will be resolved. We pray for a world without hatred, brutal murders, politicians without their own vile hidden agendas for our country. Father, we pray for peace over this world. We pray for a year that will bring each of us good health, prosperity and abundance of your blessings and favor in our lives. We pray for personal peace, joy, and good cheer. And when times are tough, we pray for the strength to get through them. We pray for a worldwide revival. Help to soften each of our hearts every day to hear you and the message that you have for each of us. Help remind us to suit up with the armor of God before we start our day. Without this armor, the Word of God, our days will be full of turmoil. We won't have our battle gear on to fight the enemy. Father, I pray that if anyone is having relationship problems, that you would help them to get back on track. I pray that if anyone needs forgiveness or to be forgiven, I pray that they would seek forgiveness earnestly. If anyone needs healing, Father, I pray for physical, mental, emotional, and spiritual healing over their lives. If anyone needs to fix something in their lives, Heavenly Father, soften our hearts to hear you and know what that is, and strengthen us. Give us courage. Help us bring about these changes in our lives and not get in the way of what you are doing in our lives. And try to not rush in and do things on our own understanding, but instead to wait for your perfect timing. Dear Heavenly Father, please anoint this vessel, and may the words that come out of my mouth be what you would have me to say, and not of my own understanding. In Jesus' name, and all of God's people said, Amen. Friends, I want to thank you for joining me in that opening prayer. And so let's get started. You know, I feel as if this is going to be a big year of change. 2020, as we all know, was not the kind of year that any of us would have preferred. The world is in complete and utter chaos and turmoil. So much has happened this past year. I wonder what God has in store for 2021. The year of 2020 and the year of 2021 are on all of our minds right now. Everything is so uncertain for the future, from the worldly point of view. But if we read and we study our Bibles, then we know that we have hope in Jesus Christ. If we cling to our Bibles, it has all the answers to all the questions that we have in life. In Revelations, everything is playing out just as it is written in the Bible. And folks, I don't know any more than any of you do about what this next year or this year will bring. It could go one of two ways. The president that is ultimately chosen could either bring back God into our country, meaning that we'd have more time on earth, more time to redeem the world and clean up some of the messes that have been made over multiple decades, or the chosen president could bring an end to the world that God created. It could speed up what is written in Revelations. If this happens, as Christians, though, even though we might be called home sooner than later, it's a win-win for us, because either we're here on this earth to continue God's kingdom work, or we go to spend eternity with Him. And so either way, it's a win-win for us, for the Christians. You know, the book of Revelations raises questions that many of us would rather not think about. Mm-hmm. Like hell. Will we be separated from the people we love? What does the end of the world look like? What does heaven and all of its glory look like? And what happens on Judgment Day? All kinds of visions and questions arise. But only God knows what any of this looks like or when that day will come. In Revelations 22:11-13, the Bible says, "Let him who does wrong continue to do wrong. Let him who is vile continue to be vile. Let him who is holy continue to be holy. Behold, I am coming soon, and I will give to everyone according to what he has done. I am the Alpha and the Omega, the first and the last, the beginning and end. Lots of current events point to this being the end of times. However, God has the final say in what happens. I believe that whichever president is chosen will determine how quickly we meet these end times. So we all need to be praying for God's will to be done. The right person to be chosen for presidency for this next term in office. And that this person will carry out the will of God for our great nation. But as with all of this being said, there's also a verse in Isaiah 43:19 that says, "Watch for the new thing I am going to do. It is already happening. You can see it now. I will make a road through the wilderness and give you streams of living water." We have hope in Jesus Christ, friends. As I said before, you know, as Christians, it's a win-win. We will either have more time to do God's will on earth, or we'll go spend eternity in heaven alongside our Heavenly Father. Today's message is about New Year's resolutions that we can keep. While we are waiting on God to give us further insight for the year 2021, there are some personal resolutions that I'm confident that each of us can attain and sustain for an endurance of time. Most of our New Year's resolutions are superficial. We promise ourselves to work on self-improvement or doing more nicer things for people. We have the best of intentions of keeping these promises to ourselves. The most common New Year's resolutions are spending more time with family and friends. We vow to appreciate them more. We make plans to spend more time at the gym and get fit. We vow to get our weight under control. And by the way, this is the number one most popular resolution. Come on, I admit it. That's been one of my top resolutions for several years. But we also vow to quit smoking. We tell ourselves that this is going to be the year we slow down and enjoy life more. We vow to remove alcohol from our lives. Get out of debt. Learn something new. We vow to help others more through volunteer work around our community, mentoring to someone, working local food pantries or Salvation Armies, taking an elderly couple under our wing that we know that needs the extra help. And many also vow that this will be the year that they become more organized. So, now, here's the truth of the matter. And I don't mean to be all doom and gloom, and I don't mean to be discouraging, but I researched some statistics on New Year's resolutions, and here's what I found. And these are just statistics. It could be different for each of you. But the research showed that 45% of people make resolutions. 38% of people never make resolutions. 8% of people are actually successful in meeting the goals of their New Year's resolutions. 49% have infrequent success. 24% fail every single time. 24%. Those are some really staggering numbers, to be sure. And this message, it's all about the positivity, and I feel like I fed a lot of negativity, but just bear with me because it gets better. And I'm not trying to be negative, I'm just trying to shed some light on the reality. But it doesn't stop there. 47% of resolutions are self-improvement or education related. 38% are weight loss related. 34% are financially related. 31% are relationship related. And these are all very worthy causes to embark upon. But sadly, for whatever reason, these endeavors generally peter out after a few weeks, maybe a month, maybe 6 months. We all hope for improvements in our lives. So why do they seem to fail so quickly? It is my belief, and strictly my own belief, that perhaps we haven't asked God to be a part of these missions, these improvements. We haven't listened to God's word of instruction on how to achieve the mission or the goal. Maybe we haven't even asked Him what He wants for our life, God's will for our lives. God's will for our lives have reason and purpose. And through scripture reading, we can find meaning. We can find the principle of His will and find discernment in listening to God speak to us about what His will is for each of us. God's will for our lives is different for each and every one of us. But in order to know what that is, we must first develop a relationship with God. Learn to walk with God. Learn to listen to God. Learn to connect with Him in a spiritual way. It's more than just surface connection, folks. It's soul connection. Perhaps we are seeking for New Year's resolutions in all the wrong places. Jeremiah 29:11 says, "For I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord. Plans to prosper you and not to harm you. Plans to give you hope and a future." 1 Timothy 3:4 says, "This is good and pleases God our Savior, who wants all people to be saved and to come to a knowledge of the truth." In Hebrews 13:20-21, the Bible tells us, "Now may the God of peace, who through the blood of the eternal covenant brought back from the dead our Lord Jesus, that great shepherd of the sheep, equip you with everything good for doing His will, and may He work in us what is pleasing to Him, through Jesus Christ, to whom be the glory forever and ever. Amen." In Psalms 119:105, the Bible tells us, "Your word is a lamp for my feet, a light on my path." And in James 1:5, the Bible tells us, "If any of you lacks wisdom, you should ask God, who gives generously to all without finding fault, and it will be given to you." Friends, instead of trying to do things on our own understanding, we need to be turning to God for all the questions and answers. He is the answer to all of our questions. He is our strength, our courage, our rock, our healer, our sustainer, our comforter. He is our Heavenly Father. And our Father only wants the very best for each of us. Stop trying to do things on your own. It seldom works out, and it just causes us much unnecessary frustration. Another problem with New Year's resolutions, which also goes back to asking God's help and leaning on Him while He is transforming us into a new creation, is that we are oftentimes not truly ready for changes in our lives because we are creatures of habit. If change is really what we really, really want, then we need to seek God's help in making it happen. Start by asking for God's will, His direction, and the motivation to get us started and to keep us going. Think positive thoughts, and don't be too hard on yourself when discouraging moments arise, because we all know they will. Even as Christians, life is not always easy. But God is good, and God is there, right beside us, through everything that we face. And He already knows the outcome anyway. You know? He knows every hair on our head. He knows every thought that we have. He knows our heart. He knows the days and the numbers of our years. God is everything. If we focus on the negative, that is where our mind and our body will follow. If we focus on God in the positive, that is where we will find our success. When people make a resolution, mostly they want to see changes in their lives. But first, in order for that to work, we have to change our way of thinking. And we have to put God at the center of every choice we make. And so as you're reflecting on the first part of today's message, I'm going to go to a short break. And I hope all of you will stay tuned in to hear the second half of the message after these songs.
Climb out of this boat and then under the crashing waves, to step out of my comfort zone into the realm of the unknown, where Jesus is and He's holding out His hand. But the waves are calling out my name and they laugh at me, reminding me of all the times I tried before and failed. Waves they keep on telling me time and time again, boy, you never win, you never win. But the voice of truth tells me a different story. The voice of truth says do not be afraid. And the voice of truth says this is for my glory. afraid. And the voice of truth says this is for my glory. Out of all the voices calling out to me, I will choose to listen and believe. I will choose to listen and believe the voice of truth. Listen and believe the voice of truth. I will listen and believe, 'cause Jesus, you are the voice of truth. And I will listen to you.
Welcome back, Hope Show listeners. I'm glad that you've all decided to join in here on the Hope Show today. If you're just tuning in, we are talking about a New Year's resolution that we can keep. So many times we make New Year's resolutions of self-improvements or doing nicer things for people, but within a few weeks or a few months, or these resolutions fail. And it's my belief that the biggest reason for this happening is that we're searching for change in all the wrong places, that we're doing it upon our own understanding, that we are focusing on the wrong things, and that we are not putting Christ as the center of our resolutions, that we're not asking Him for His help and truly listening to Him when He gives us the guidance. But here are some tips that I think might just help out this year. Again, God must be, first of all, God must be the center of everything in our life. Without Him being at the center of everything in our life, we're most definitely going to fail. We can't do things based upon our own understanding and expect it to work. We can't rush God's timing. But let's think about these things. Try focusing on one resolution and not many. What is something that is really, really a priority that you would like to see changed in your life? Let's set some very specific goals and ask God to guide the way. Let's not wait until the last minute, then decide to just throw something out there. Life changes take thought. So be thinking about a resolution way in advance of the new year. You know, start praying about like November, December. Start praying about what your resolution is going to be. You know, listen for what God has in store for you. This way you'll be able to focus on and be specific about the prayers and the petitions that you send up to God. Friends, it's a process. Remember, whatever you pray for is not going to be an instant thing. If it's God's will, it's going to take time. And remember, He is the potter, and we are the clay. We have to be patient. He's doing a new thing in us, even if we don't recognize it right away. It's a gradual thing. Take baby steps. Many people quit because they have unrealistic goals and they are persistent in their, but if they're persistent in their prayer life, you know, if it's God's will, nothing can stop it. So we need to be persistent about that prayer life. We need to have an accountability buddy in our church family. Everyone needs some extra encouragement to keep us on track sometimes when things don't seem to be happening fast enough. Friends, we need to celebrate each success, no matter how big or small. Be sure to remember in everything to give all praise and glory to God. Because without Him, no success will be possible. And let's focus on our thinking. Don't allow stinking thinking to creep into our mind. We need to stay positive. Stay focused on the will of God. Focus on today. We are not in control. God is in control. And He has the final say over everything in our lives. But what can we do? What can we do ourselves today while we are waiting on further instruction? Friends, don't impede God's work, but don't stop doing God's kingdom work either. God wants us to take a proactive part in our lives, but don't do things based on our own understanding. We need to stay mindful. We need to suit up with the armor of God every morning. Be of right mindset so that we'll be able to fend off the enemy's plans for us. Know what is of God and what is of Satan. You know, I've said this so many times, and it's so worthy of sharing, and I'm going to just keep on sharing, and I hope it's a game changer for some of you. All of you, actually. Remember the quote that I'm always sharing with you that says, God stills you. God reassures you, leads you, enlightens you, forgives you, calms you, encourages you, and comforts you. And Satan rushes you, frightens you, pushes you, confuses you, stresses you, encourages you, and worries you. How many of you right now is under God's will or is under the influence of Satan? How many of you are at peace? And how many of you are filled with chaos and stress and discouragement and fright and worry? Friends, I want you to write this down on something or someplace that you will see it often. Maybe make a little poster of it for your car or your bathroom mirror when you're getting ready to go to work or wherever you're getting ready to go to in the morning. Even better yet, memorize it and keep it with you always as a guide to refer to when things are getting crazy and you need to be reminded of who's at work in your life at that moment. I'm here to tell you it can be a real life changer if you keep this in your mind. I know that it's changed my life because now when I feel myself starting to have and negative emotions and I feel myself getting all worked up and worried and stressed out, I stop and I think. And I realize that Satan is at work and he is having a field day with me, my mind. And that I need to stop and tell him to leave. Because I serve only one God and that's the Heavenly Father. And that's the one you guys need to be serving as well. Friends, I want to share something that I found with you. I really liked it, and I think you will too. First of all, God knows each winding road that we take, and every sorrow, every pain, and every ache. His children he will not forsake. He knows and loves his children by name, by every hair on our head. No child of our Heavenly Father is anonymous to him. And the second thought I want to share with you is this. The Bible is just like a mirror that shows us the need of our heart, for in it we see an accurate portrait of ourselves, every part of us. Friends, we are made in God's image. Reading the Bible, this is the flowing water of life. It's our example for living. And if we get to know it inside and out, if we truly have that deep connection with God and we are following His commands, living our life as He wants us to do, according to Him and His plan, we have nothing to worry about. And what we ask for, if it's in according to His will, we will be given and multiplied. Friends, think about that for a moment. That is amazing. That's awesome. That's out of this world. That is only something that God can give us. It's a gift, a precious gift. We can't get there by ourselves. Let's go ahead and bow our head in a closing prayer. Dear Heavenly Father, thank you for today's message. My prayer that is everyone who's listening has received your very unique message for them, and that they will seek you in everything that they do in 2021. And Father, we thank you for these answered prayers in advance. Put your hedge of protection around each and every one of us and our families. Put a hedge of protection around our minds and our hearts. Father, we love you. And we thank you for every sacrifice you've made for us. In Jesus' name. And all of God's people said, amen. Here's another little quick something that I found. And it too is just so amazing. It's called A Recipe for a Happy New Year. Take 12 fine, full-grown months. See that these are thoroughly free from old memories of bitterness and hate. Cleanse them thoroughly from any clinging spite. Pick out all pettiness. In short, see that all these months are cleared of the past, anything hindering us. Have them fresh and clean when they come from the storehouse of time. Cut these months into 30 or 31 equal parts. Do not attempt to make the whole batch at one time. So many people spoil the whole thing by trying to prepare everything in one day. Into each day, put equal parts of faith, patience, courage, work, hope, fidelity, kindness, rest, prayer, meditation, and one well-rounded intention. Put in about 1 teaspoon of good spirits, a dash of fun, a pinch of folly, a sprinkling of play, and a heaping cup of full good humor. This is how to make a happy new year. I hope you enjoyed that, and I hope you give that a lot of thought. I just want to say, God bless each and every one of you out there today. Until next Saturday, same time, same place, I want each and every one of you to go out there, make a difference. Be good to one another. Love each other. Pray for one another. Pray for this country and those in authority. And don't forget to give all praise and glory to God. Don't forget to pray. Don't forget to give Him everything. Everything you're facing, everything you're going through, it's important that we remember we are not in control. God is. And it's not going to work if we pray to God for something and then we have doubt and we pick it back up and try to take care of it on our own. God says, O ye of little faith, faith the size of a mustard seed, faith the size of a mustard seed can move mountains. God says, as far from the east as the west, tell that mountain to move, and whosoever shall believe, that mountain will move. So friends, make that resolution this year, but make a wise resolution. Seek God's help in making that resolution and ask Him to be the center of every step of it. And watch the miracles that will come to pass in your life. Friends, I love each and every one of you. God loves each and every one of you. If you read your Bible, it will overwhelm you how much God loves you. There's not a single person or pet on this earth, not a single parent on this earth, not a single spouse or child on this earth that will love you to the degree that our Heavenly Father loves you. Remember several messages back when I talked about the Father being the groom and we are His bride? When we talked about when you get married to someone, when you stand before God and everybody, that commitment that you make to the person standing before you, all the promises that you have, all the expectations that you have for that union. Friends, that same commitment stands true with our groom, the Most High, our Heavenly Father. He is the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the end. If God is for us, who can be against us? The enemy is out there seeking to devour. He's seeking anyone who he can catch off base. Anyone that has strayed away from God. The enemy is seeking the people that don't armor up every morning. The people who don't have their hearts and minds in the right place, seated and rooted in God. And a lot of evil things happening right now. But be praying about that. God has the final say. We are not going to let the enemy win. And so if you haven't already made a resolution, if you haven't come to any decisions, then be in prayer and petition and ask God what it is He wants for the year of 2021 for you. And be patient. Listen. Receive. Carry it out. Follow it to the end. With that said, folks, I'm going to go ahead and play us up out of here with these next two songs called 10,000 Reasons by Matt Redman, and one of my favorites, one of my many, many favorites, East to West by Casting Crowns. See y'all next Saturday. Whatever may pass and whatever lies before.
worship your holy name. You're rich in love and you're slow to anger. Your name is great and your heart is kind. For all your goodness I will keep on saying. Time has come, still my soul will sing your praise unending. 10,000 years and then
forgetfulness. The chains of yesterday surround me. I yearn for peace and rest. I don't want to end up where you found me. And it echoes in my mind, keeps me awake tonight. I know you've cast my sin as far as the east is from the west. And I stand before you now as though I've never sinned. But today I feel like I'm just one mistake away from from you leaving me this way. Jesus, can you show me just how far the east is from the west? 'Cause I can't bear to see the man I've been rising up in me again. In the arms of your mercy I find rest. 'Cause you know just how far the east is from the west, from one scarred hand to the other. Time again, your truth is drowned out by the storm I'm in. Today I feel like I'm just one mistake away from you leaving me this way. Jesus, can you show me just how far? How far?